Let's write a program with a graphical user interface that includes a window and a button therein. Let's get started. First, let me go ahead and declare a gwindow, calling the variable window, and assign to it the return value of new gwindow, which will instantiate our window. And let me specify a width of 320 pixels and a height of 240 pixels, somewhat arbitrarily, but small enough to fit on the screen. Let's now instantiate a gbutton, not only with a label that the user will see, but also with a unique identifier, a so-called action command that will indeed uniquely identify that button. Gbutton, button, gets the return value of new gbutton, and its label shall be, quite simply, button. And then let's set action command, passing in that button, and a unique and somewhat arbitrary word like click. Let's now add the button to a region of the window by passing in window and the button, and an identifier for the southern region of the window that, according to the Stanford Portable Library, is the lower portion of the screen. And now let's deliberately induce an infinite loop. Inside of this loop, we're going to listen for two things. One, whether the user has chosen to close the window, and two, whether or not the user has clicked on that specific button. First, we're going to declare a gActionEvent, calling the variable event, and assign to it the return value of waitForEvent, actionEvent. And now let's check if that event is the closing of a window. If getEventType, passing in event, equals equals window underscore closed, a special constant declared in the Stanford Portable Library that represents exactly that, the closing of a window, then I'm going to break out of this otherwise infinite loop so that we reach the end of the function. Otherwise, I'm going to check if string compare of get action command passing in event, comma, quote unquote click, that unique identifier from before, equals equals zero, then I'm going to print out something arbitrary like button was clicked. In other words, if upon hearing that a button was clicked and that event indicates that the button that was clicked was the one with the unique identifier of quote unquote click, then I want to report as much on the screen. Now in this case, I only have one button, but just in case my application had multiple buttons, this technique would allow me to distinguish among those several buttons. Outside of this loop now, I'm going to proceed to close gwindow, passing in window as its argument, and then return zero. Let's now save, compile, and run this program. Make button, dot slash button. There's my window, there's the button. Let's go ahead and click on the button, and the button was clicked. Let's click on it again, button was clicked. Let's now click on the X in the top right-hand corner to close the window, and we break out of that loop, and we return zero.